The news is read by Brian Jennings.
The Thoraigh Simon Harris will tell the Cabinet this morning that threatened tariffs of 30% by the US could have a significant impact on the economy and potentially lead to job losses occurring quicker than anticipated. Mr. Harris will tell colleagues that Ireland's focus remains on negotiations to reach a deal to avoid a full-blown trade war between the EU and the US. Our political correspondent, Micheál Lehane.
This will be a cabinet meeting filled with stark warnings, as Simon Harris is set to make it clear that the EU's revised list of counter-tariffs, should talks fail, would cause pain on all sides. It is a sobering backdrop to figures which the Public Expenditure Minister Jack Chambers will bring to government. They show that current expenditure is up 6.5% compared to the first 6 months of last year, and capital expenditure is up 22.5%. Capital investment will be scaled up in the years ahead as part of the National Development Plan due to be published next week. But Jack Chambers will remind his colleagues that they must manage funding in a sustainable way amid such economic uncertainty. And in a bid to try to bring greater certainty to exporters, the Enterprise Minister Peter Burke will outline plans for a major trade visit to Canada in October, as the government seeks to find new opportunities for Irish businesses.
The business group IBEC has said Budget 2026 must be sensible and prudent, given the fragile global environment. The group wants targeted investment in areas including infrastructure and skills to enhance productivity and competitiveness, and it's called for supports for the sectors worst impacted by the trade war. Our business correspondent, Fergal O'Brien.
IBEC has urged the government to take a measured and strategic approach to October's budget, which it said must be framed in the context of the ongoing trade tensions. The business group said sound economic policy must focus on restoring a balance between income and expenditure over the coming years and reduce the over-reliance on volatile tax receipts such as corporation tax. As part of its pre-budget submission, IBEC said the US tariffs pose a serious threat, and it called for businesses and employees impacted to receive targeted supports. In order to assist in attracting investment, the group also wants the government to enhance and widen the scope of the research and development tax credit, address the high cost of doing business, and do more on improving skills and innovation.
Consideration of the bill to prohibit goods importation from Israeli settlements in the occupied Palestinian territories will resume in the Oireachtas Committee of Foreign Affairs this afternoon. The committee will hear from former Justice Minister Alan Shatter of the Ireland-Israel Alliance, who opposes the measures, and from speakers from pro-Palestinian organisations here. Our political assignments editor, Joe McGrailey.
For some weeks, the Foreign Affairs Committee has been scrutinising the Israeli settlements in the occupied Palestinian territories bill, which would prohibit the importation of goods from those settlements. That continues this afternoon when representatives of the Irish Jewish community and Israel, as well as Palestinians and pro-Palestine organisations, give evidence. Former Justice Minister Alan Shatter, representing the Ireland-Israel Alliance, would say the bill is a sectarian measure based on falsehoods, riddled with anomalies and obscurity, and detached from historical and present-day reality. Eamon Meehan, chair of the Ireland-Palestine Alliance, will say the bill is a necessary measure, given the judgment of the UN's International Court of Justice. That court, he will say, not only ruled Israel's occupation of Palestinian territory is illegal, but it must be brought to an end, with Israel evacuating existing settlements. Once committee scrutiny of this proposed government legislation is complete, it will return to the floor of the Dáil for further debate. However, with the Dáil rising for the summer on Thursday, it's certain that will not happen until the autumn at the earliest.
Over 60% of the €13.6 million paid out in humanitarian assistance after Storm Éowyn went to counties Galway, Mayo and Roscommon, according to new figures released to RT News under the Freedom of Information Act. The payments were made through the Department of Social Protection's Humanitarian Assistance Scheme, which provides financial help to households impacted by extreme weather events. Now the weather.
RTE Radio 1 weather with Grant. Get ahead with Grant's most innovative heat pump, the Arona R290. Home heating for the next generation. Visit grant.ie.
A generally cloudy and wet start with outbreaks of rain and a few thundery downpours possible. Drier and brighter weather will extend eastwards during the day. Highest temperatures 16 to 20 degrees. And there's a warning that southwest to west winds will reach gale force 8 for a time this morning on Irish coastal waters from Carnsore Point to Roaches Point to Valentia.